What is the pro-humanitarian way to look at the need to deport illegal aliens or illegal migrants out of the United States? Or you could even ask, what is the pro-Christ way to look at this question? Now, I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Natural News, the founder of Brighteon.com, the founder of Abundance Church, or the Church of Natural Abundance, as it's called. And it's very clear to me that the millions of so-called illegals, and I'll talk about that term in a second, who are in the United States right now, they must be deported if we are to be a nation with the rule of law. But how does this dovetail with the fact that I am a humanitarian and that I believe in every person's right to exist, every person's right to be free from violence, every person's right to personal liberty, and also sovereignty of individuals and nations? So how do these things actually compute together? The critics of deportation would say right off the bat that, oh, it's cruel to deport these people. And they would say there's no such thing as an illegal person. Well, I agree that there's no such thing as an illegal person, but there is such a thing as people doing illegal things. And one of those things is trespassing or illegally entering a sovereign nation without permission and then staying there without permission, thus taking away the determination of that country from the people who already live there, the citizens who are there. So, for example, in the United States, the census counts so-called illegals. They are counted in the census, and then the census numbers determine how many congressional House seats every state gets. So the more population, even if they're not citizens, even if they are illegals, the higher population gives them more House seats, which of course then tilts legislation in their favor. And then the number of House seats also determines the number of votes that that state gets in the Electoral College, which affects presidential elections. So then the more illegals a state has physically present, even without being citizens, then the more they are able to sway or, let's say, pervert Congress, the number of seats, and the Electoral College. So how is that fair or humanitarian to the American people? See, the American people have humanitarian rights as well. And so when we talk about being humanitarians, we have to think about it both for the illegals and for the American people. And when you look at both of those parties, you very quickly come to realize that the American people have a basic civil right, even a humanitarian right, to determine the political future of their own country. And they can't do that if there are millions of illegals who have occupied their country and have distorted the political process in their favor. So right there is taking away, stealing political power from the American people. Now, theft is a crime. If someone breaks into your home and steals something of value out of your home, you know, they break in your window, they crawl in, they steal whatever, your purse or something, and then they leave your home, you would not say that it's wrong to force that person to give you back your property and to exit your home. You wouldn't say that's wrong. You would say that's legitimate, that the person has no right to break into the home and take something from the homeowner. Well, why is that any different at a national level? Even though I'm not saying that these illegals are subhumans, I'm not saying that. Some people are, but not me. I say every human being is a divine being, a child of God. Every human being has the right to live. But no human being has the right to steal from others. No human being has the right to trespass onto other people's property. And so, to be true humanitarians, we must uphold the rule of law that respects the human rights and the civil rights of our own fellow citizens. Thus, deporting the illegals is, in fact, consistent with humanitarian principles if we treat them with fundamental human dignity. For example, They cannot be deprived of food. They cannot be deprived of water or shelter. They cannot be tortured. They cannot be, you know, harmed, etc. Right? So deporting them should be a process of showing them the exit and making sure that they are, they've got plenty of food and water, shelter, clothing, blankets, whatever they need during that transition as they are shown the exit. And then that there's also a message to them which says, hey, you can come back if you immigrate, because what you did previously is not immigration. That's just trespassing or breaking and entering a national border, because immigration is a legal process. And if you don't go through the legal process, you are not an immigrant. You are an illegal. So we should say to all these people, you've been shown the exit. And remember this very important point, which is that we as Americans, we love and we welcome immigrants, but we require that we are able to control our borders and have orderly immigration, which is a legal process that you are welcome to apply for. And then here's your food and water and shelter, and, you know, have a good day. That's the dignified, pro-humanitarian way to deport people out of the United States. Now, then some people would say, well, you can't do that. They've been here a long time. They have jobs. Well, I would ask you, if someone trespasses into your house for 5 years, does that make it right because they've been there longer? If they're a squatter, does that make it right? If you go on vacation for 3 weeks and you come back and there's a bunch of squatters living in your home, having bonfires in your living room, and they've trashed the place, are you going to say, oh, well, since you've been here more than 2 weeks, I guess it's yours now. Enjoy the house. No, you're going to say you don't have the right to occupy this house and you're going to be removed. And that's the same thing at the national level. Just because someone has violated the law for an extended period of time, that does not give them the right to nullify the law. The laws regarding trespassing or border entry or, you know, immigration, etc., those laws remain valid and are not automatically just nullified over time. Now, should these people have been deported earlier? Well, absolutely, but they could have self-deported. So the government didn't force them to stay. They chose to stay knowing that they were staying with an illegal status. And they knew that one day that would become an issue. And that day is now. And many of these illegals are self-deporting, which is actually the wise thing to do right now. They are selling whatever assets they have in America, and they're leaving and going back home to wherever they came from. And many of them are doing so and without incident. And that is also the right thing to do. If you've been here in this country illegally, you can choose to self-deport, and no one is going to stop you from self-deporting. But if the government has to come get you to make you leave the country, then you may not have the comfort of having the time to sell off your assets and to leave in an orderly fashion. So the sooner that these illegals start the process of correcting the mistake of trespassing and invading America, then the easier that process will be for them. And again, let me be clear. We welcome immigrants. I welcome immigrants. I'm married to an immigrant. And I think that immigrants, when they are allowed to enter the country based on a meritocracy, that is, when there is due process, when there are background, you know, criminal background checks and, you know, financial background checks, etc., when we choose the right people to immigrate to the United States, then America becomes a stronger nation as a result. So, you know, the pro-illegal immigrant people like to say diversity is our strength. And that's actually a deception, because they're not bringing in diversity. They're bringing in mostly third world poverty and third world criminals, not actually very diverse. Just because a whole lot of people are from other collapsing countries doesn't make it diverse. Diversity would be a lot of people who deserve to come in because Well, they have succeeded in life, or they have academic degrees, or they are successful entrepreneurs. And yes, they can be from many different countries and different cultures and speak different languages, etc. But diversity is actually, it must include ideological diversity or cognitive diversity. So a diverse group of people would have diversity in their beliefs. They wouldn't all be a monolithic force that's always on the same side of these key issues. So we don't actually have diversity from illegal immigration. What we have is a monolithic invasion of illegal occupiers that are stealing away from America its own right of self-determination while placing a huge law enforcement burden on America and a huge welfare and government handout burden, especially in places like California that provide healthcare, medical care. You know, emergency rooms all across the country are routinely exploited and abused by illegals who just don't have the money or don't want to pay the money to go to a hospital, you know, a regular hospital visit. They just show up at the emergency room for everything, and then they never pay their bills. And this happens again and again and again to the point where some hospitals have had to actually shut down just because illegals are exploiting the system. And that harms Americans because then it deprives Americans of that hospital or that emergency room because it can't continue to function there without going bankrupt. So it's another way that allowing illegals into this country harms Americans. Now, to wrap this up, let me reiterate, I'm a humanitarian. I believe that every human being has the right to live. I believe that every human being is a child of God. And in my heart, I have compassion for every human being, every child in Gaza, every Latino illegal migrant. I have compassion in my heart for them as well. But I do not let people break into my home and squat in my home, because I have the right to have a home just as we have the right to have a nation. And if a nation doesn't protect its borders, then it's not a nation. So we have the right to say no to illegal immigration. And we have the right to remove those using reasonable force, if necessary, to remove those who have entered this country illegally. Just as a police officer has the right to use reasonable force to remove a squatter from your home, or a looter, or someone who has broken into your home. They must be removed, and sometimes that requires a level of force. And that is humanitarian, that is righteous, and that is actually Christ-like. Jesus Christ himself, I mean, he taught and he believed in the principles that people have the right of self-determination. Now, the path that he taught and that he chose was a path of giving up your material possessions, helping those in need, and having a direct relationship with God. And remember that Jesus did not teach routine church attendance. And I know some evangelicals have had a problem with me pointing that out. I'm like, you know, Jesus was a roving teacher. He didn't tell everybody just go to the temple all the time. In fact, Jesus would go to the temple and, you know, turn over the money changers' tables and free all the animals that were being murdered by the, you know, the high Jewish priests. Jesus didn't want anything to do with that. He taught that living in alignment with God is defined by your actions. And your actions have to both have compassion for other people, but also they have to affirm the fundamental rights of individuals who have, for example, the right to be free from violence, or the right to be secure in your home, and the right to be secure in your borders as well. Jesus taught that we should help the poor, and we should help the poor, and we do help the poor. In my organizations, we do that all the time. And I am more than happy to even donate food to people in need in other countries as circumstances warrant. And I have. I've made donations, or my companies have in the past, to help people in events such as a severe, you know, earthquake events or severe hurricane events and things like that in years past. And I will continue to do so because part of my goal is to end human suffering. But even Jesus of Nazareth himself, he did not teach that you have to allow yourself to be completely overrun and looted by thieves. No, that is not a biblical principle at all. So in other words, anybody that's out there using the story of Jesus as a justification for illegal occupation of America, they've got the story all backwards and wrong. They probably never really studied any of the history of Jesus, and they're just a political organization probably taking grant money to push illegal occupation. So no, Jesus does not support mass theft from a nation or its people through illegal occupation and ultimately invasion. He did not support that at all. So if we want to be Christ-like in our lives, or at least strive to be that, none of us are perfect, but you know, we're striving to be more Christ-like in our actions. The way to do that is to demand that everyone else uphold the same laws that you follow and work to end human suffering by helping those in need wherever you can. So the proper way to do this right now is to say, hey, all these human beings that are of illegal status in the United States, yes, they are humans. Yes, they have the right to live, but they don't have the right to live here in the United States since they did not enter the country legally. So we shall, with compassion, show them the exit, teach them a lesson, provide them food and water and shelter and clothing and whatever, and tell them, hey, we welcome you in this country, but you need to go through the legal immigration process and have a nice day. That's the proper humanitarian, Christ-like way to handle the deportation question. So, hope you found this useful and interesting. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care. The super volcano Mount Etna is erupting again. So far, the eruption has been rather small, although still impressive, pushing clouds up to 4 kilometers skyward. But if it actually experiences a full eruption, then it would eject so much particulate matter into the atmosphere that would block sunlight around the entire world for a year or even longer. I don't mean 100% of sunlight, but it would diminish enough light to cause crop failures all over the world. It would shorten growing seasons by effectively lowering temperatures everywhere that crops are grown. So the food supply that normally feeds the world would suffer a catastrophic collapse. And this has happened before. I forgot the year. It was like 1817. Tamburo, and it caused what was called the year without a summer in the UK. You know, far away, halfway across the world, a year without a summer, and crops failed all over the world back then. Well, at that time, the population was a small fraction of the current population of the world. So if this eruption gets worse, we're in a dire situation. Well, we want to help support you and offer you solutions to help you get ready for this. You obviously need to have a food supply. We've got that available right now, laboratory tested, certified organic, at healthrangerstore.com. We've got right now the Ranger Buckets, 536 servings, certified organic, emergency storable food supply in rugged polyethylene buckets. And then inside the bucket, each food item is packed in what we call a brick. It's a compressed, vacuumed, extra thick container that makes it kind of like a thin brick shape, which also has additional long-term storage capabilities. So these things, this is why we could ship these to North Carolina as we did last year. We can ship them there, but we're not afraid of rain. Even if it rains on these, it doesn't destroy the food inside. There's no cardboard, there's nothing to get soggy, and it's also essentially rodent-proof, except for maybe bears. If you have a bear problem, you know, you've got bigger issues. But for most rodents, they can't get into these buckets at all. So very handy there. Now, we're also on the verge of a potential nuclear conflict with Russia right now as the situation heats up with Ukraine. Ukraine's kind of stuck in the middle, but the NATO leaders want war.
and some of the crazy, insane, warmongering neocons in the U.S. government, they want war too. They want war with Russia. They want war with Iran. They always seem to want war, you know, because the right people profit from it. Well, we don't want war, but we want you to be ready if there is a war. So I've got samples on my desk here. We've got nascent iodine right there at the bottom in the bottles available. And we have Iosat, which is the FDA-approved potassium iodide supplements. If there's any kind of a fallout scenario, nuclear terrorism, nuclear war, you name it, you definitely want to have a good supply of iodine to protect your thyroid. If you lose your thyroid from typically, you know, radioisotopes of cesium, such as cesium-137 or iodine-131 would be the one that goes right to the thyroid. But I mean, I mentioned cesium because that is more of a systemic impact on the body, very toxic with a half-life of 29 years in that case. Radioactive iodine only has a half-life of about 7 days, but if you don't have iodine protection for your thyroid, then your thyroid gets destroyed. And then without your thyroid, your life is miserable because nothing works. You don't have energy. You can't sleep right. You know, without your thyroid, your body is a wreck. So protect your thyroid with iodine. This can also be used in moderate amounts as a daily iodine supplement. And I'm not saying take the dropper or drink the bottle. No, that would not be recommended. It's like a drop or two. Read the label. It's a very tiny amount of iodine that you need each day. I mean, it's actually in micrograms. So you don't have to overdo the iodine, but it is good to have the right amount in your body and not have an iodine deficiency. We've got iodine and Iosat available at healthrangerstore.com. Go there right now. Here on the homepage, you can see everything that we've got available, some of the different featured products, including right now Hawaiian astaxanthin and many other products as well. We've got lots, you know, a new batch of turmeric also, which is incredibly beneficial in so many ways. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.